15.
I'm overwhelmed this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the Lord. Mm-hmm.
If you would turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. And I had read for you this morning, Minister Riley read from Hebrews 10, which we would certainly refer to as we go through, but I want you to turn to chapter 11, a scripture that is very, very familiar to all. Hebrews, and I just want to read a bit from that. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
The evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Here's the key verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Mm-hmm. By faith, Enoch was translated. He should not see death. I want to use as a topic this morning that I want to ask you a question, and I'm going to give you a parenthesis. The question is, have you dropped your anchor? Mm-hmm. Have you dropped your anchor?
Well,
and in parentheses, I want you just to put that so you remember that. It says, a faith like Enoch. A faith like Enoch. Mm-hmm. Have you dropped your anchor? You firmly in place now. I just want to ask you a couple of questions here this morning. Mm-hmm. What is your reality? Right. And then I want to ask you another question, is what is reality? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to confuse the question. There's two questions I ask you. One said, what is your reality? Mm-hmm. And the other said, what is reality?
What is?
Let me see if I can just get this right. Does your reality go back millions of years? Or does your reality go back thousands of years? I want you to ponder on that. You see, science would have us believe that the world goes back millions of years, but my Bible does not seem to document those millions of years. So I ask you the question, what is your reality? What is reality? Let me just drop this in your spirit a minute. You see, if you just go back to the Garden of Eden, I want to show you something that how the Lord works. And somebody said earlier that God can do anything. You see, sometimes we have trouble trying to reconcile science and divinity, the Bible. We can't reconcile them. Sometimes we have trouble, but God can do anything. You see, when God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, I want you to understand. See, the Garden of Eden already had age built into it. Watch out now. You see, in the Garden of Eden, they tell me there were at least one tree.
Come on now.
It takes time for a tree to grow.
Talk about it.
So God built Adam and Eve, and even the Garden of Eden, even when he built the Garden of Eden, he had time built in. Age already included.
All right.
I just want you to think about this God that we serve. What is your reality? And when you determine what your reality is, the question comes up, are you living your reality?
Come on.
So that your reality becomes your actuality.
All right.
You see, one author just finds, he said, an event that happened in the past is reality. An event that happens in the present is reality, but it's also actuality. If you believe that you serve a God that's got all power in his hand, then you would live like that.
Come on now.
Do we proclaim by our lives, by our thinking, by our faith in God that Jesus Christ is sufficient for every problem that life can present? He's sufficient. In other words, does your anchor hold and grip the solid rock through trials and tribulations? Are you standing firm on the solid rock?
Yes.
Is your soul anchored in Jesus? And when the storms of life come, that you won't slip away. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. I want to ask you one other question. See, when you look at the Word of God, I'm going to give you a multiple choice question.
All right.
Come on.
When you look at the Word of God, is the Word of God true? Sometimes. B, most of the time.
Watch out there now.
Or C, all of the time. See, because that has to do with your reality.
Yes.
If you only believe the Bible when it's convenient to you.
Come on.
If you only believe the Bible when you can see your way out of trouble, but hallelujah. This afternoon, I want to just bring to your attention three things that you need to consider in order to assure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock through trials and through tribulations. Three things.
All right.
Number one, your anchor has to be able to keep your boat in place. Is that right?
That's right.
Some of you people that's been out on
on
a boat, you know that you gotta have an anchor that'll a hold and keep you in place. That anchor better be Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Here, when we look at Hebrews, at 11th chapter, the Apostle Paul had it in the close of the previous chapter, chapter 10, he had recommended the grace of faith and a life of faith as the best preservative against drifting away.
Right.
So if you don't hold on to Jesus, then you might just drift away. This world has a way of getting in your head, and if you're not careful, you will drift away. Hallelujah. In that 10th chapter, he said, verse 26, he said, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries." Let me tell you something. You see, every action, Newton said, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And we serve a God that's so loving, a God that's so forgiving, a God that's full of grace.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another side to it. Is that right?
Absolutely.
See, every action have an equal and opposite reaction. That same God that loves you so much and makes a way for you when you turn your back on him.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Verse 31 says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Hallelujah. Hold on to Jesus. Make sure that your anchor holds.
Yes.
Good.
Hebrews 10:35 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Make sure that your anchor
Yes.
is in Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Make sure your anchor holds.
Yes.
And grips the solid rock. Make sure your anchor is in Jesus. Make sure your anchor is in nothing else. Not your spouse, not your sister, not your brother. Make sure your anchor is in Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Number two, make sure that the line that you have your anchor tied to, make sure that it's strong enough to hold and not break. A good anchor is not worth much if you drop it in the water and it falls off in the water. So make sure that you've got an anchor that's a rope that's strong enough to hold your anchor in place.
Yes.
Yes.
That rope is sanctification. I want you to hold it. I want you to make sure you get that. Your anchor is Jesus. Your rope is sanctification. You see, sanctification is that connection with the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You see, that the sanctification is a ongoing. It's not like you just, you hear people say, "I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost." But the only thing they need to correct is they've saved and they're being sanctified.
Come on now.
That's an ongoing.
Uh-huh.
That's God bringing you to where he wants you to be. That's God improving your life. That's God making you see things different.
Come on,
sanctification is what holds to the anchor.
Preach it.
You need something that's going to hold you there and not break it. John 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth, Lord. Through thy word. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. God's word. And you stay in God's word and you become sanctified. You go through the procedure of being sanctified and your anchor will hold. Hallelujah. This continuous sanctification keeps us connected. Hallelujah. So you got an anchor, and you got a rope that's strong enough to hold it. Hallelujah. Then number three. You need to know how to use your anchor.
Amen.
You need to know how to use your anchor. So your anchor is Jesus. Your rope is continuous sanctification. But you need to know how to use your anchor. You need to recognize Christ. Sufficiency. Hallelujah. I'm going to take my time right here. You see, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
Yes,
one more, because I can set this up the right way. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Your sufficiency is in Jesus. Know how to use your anchor. I want to just tell you, share with you a story, and it's a true story. It happened back in 2009. It happened to a couple of NFL football players. The article is entitled Improper Anchoring Caused NFL Players' Boat to Capsize. One of the high points in the article says that the vessel was improperly anchored, and the boat capsized after one of them tried to throttle forward to pry loose the anchor. You ever been when you're going in prayer and you're waiting on the Lord, but you get tired of waiting? As his disciples said, it's been the third day and Jesus still has not come. I think I'm going to move on ahead. See, if your anchor is in Jesus, don't try to pull off until Jesus say so.
Come on,
amen.
Don't try to move too fast until the Lord says move, until he releases you to go. Just stand still. Let him hold you in place so that your boat don't float. You don't drift off base, and you stay right where Jesus wants you until he releases you to move improperly. Anchored. And then the article goes on and says that the investigation also cited carelessness and operator inexperience as contributing factors. You ever heard anybody say that? When they get in their car, they might be going through a storm, and they said, it's all right, I can go through the storm because Jesus is with me. And I always advise them, why don't you let Jesus do the drive?
Come on now.
Because sometimes we are careless and we don't think all the way through, and sometimes we've not gone through situations that the world may put us up against. But if we just hold on to God's unchanging hand and let Him do the driving.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah. The God of peace will sanctify you. Holy, He'll carry you through the storm.
Yes, He will.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
This verse 5 here in Hebrews, talking about Enoch. Enoch knew that to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
You see, Enoch walked with God.
Oh, yes.
Enoch knew that before I make any move, I need to consult with God. He had to make sure that his anchor held and gripped the solid rock. He said, whatever this life carries me through, I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hands.
Yes.
So Enoch walked with God. And my papa tells me that he was not. Yes. It means that he got it worked out. He stayed with the Lord in all things. As I said to him in new members class this morning, no matter what you're going through, you can find it in God's word. No matter how tough the world may present itself, you can find a way out in God, in God's word, if you just hold on to God's unchanging
hand. Yes.
Enoch walked with the Lord. Enoch walked in faith. Uh-huh. Enoch walked in the light. Hallelujah. And after walking, I told Reverend Macmillan, this is what I strive for. I know I won't get there, but I strive for it to get so close to God, to do so close to what God wants me to do, that God will just say, it's all right. You don't have to worry about running this journey.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some say that Enoch, and they got a controversy. Some say that God didn't take Enoch away from earth and bring him into heaven. Some say that he was about to die and God just transposed him from one place to another. I don't know about you, but either way, I can handle that. The God that I serve, if I'm in danger, if He moves me out of danger and moves me to other places, it's all right. It just shows that my God can do all things.
Yes.
When you're going through trials, when you're going through tribulation, just hold on to God's unchanging hands and know that if you're going through sickness and you're feeling bad, just hold on to God's unchanging hand and say, God that I serve.
Yes.
Can do all things.
Yes. All things.
All things.
That impossible situation. You've talked to everybody you know to talk to. You've done everything you know how to do. Throw up your hands and say, Lord, I need you to intervene. Lord, I need you to take control. Lord, I need to hear from you. If I don't hear from you, I don't know what I'll do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God. He pleased God.
Yes.
So by faith he was taken away and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, be it to heaven or be it transposed to somewhere else, he had this testimony that He pleased God.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you can't walk with God or please God without faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. I can feel.
Yes, sir.
The breaking of day for somebody in this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is going through something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just feel a breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
I was walking the other day. I was on my regular walk, and
yeah.
I started looking at the plants and the trees, and I could see the trees budding.
Yes, yes.
And I started thinking that how great my God is.
Yes,
yes, he is great.
Yes, he is.
Because even as I looked across the forest, and I looked across the forest, and as much as I could see was brown and dying and looked like just trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But when you look close,
oh, yes.
You can see the budding of the trees.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can know that, my God, just give him a little time. Just hold on and don't let go. And God will bring a harvest to you.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I can remember when I went through my sickness.
Jesus.
And when I fell down in the wheelchair, and it looked like things just got bleaker. And bleaker.
All right now.
Mm-hmm. I went in walking, but
yes.
Now I couldn't even walk. When they stood me up, I couldn't even walk, and things just got bleaker and bleaker. But I can remember just having in my mind that if I can just hold on through the night, and if I can hold on through the night, then the morning will come.
Come
on.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear from God.
Yes.
Amen.
Just hold on.
Somebody needs to hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is hold on. He knows everything that you're going through.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Hold on to your faith. Can you believe that God can?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God can.
God does not have to be bound by our rules and regulations.
That's right.
I got to do it this way. This is the only human way to do it. But can you have the faith that God can?
God can.
Bring you through.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you believe that God can heal?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Can you believe that God can deliver?
Yes,
yes, yes.
The God that we serve can do anything.
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 Oh, yes. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I just want to close with words of a song. I can feel the breaking of day.
Yes.
I won't look back. I just keep pressing my way.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, I can feel the breaking of day.
Yes.
My blessings.
My blessings.
You got to be on the way.
Amen. Amen.
Got to be on the way.
Somebody is waiting.
Yes.
Somebody's been waiting on God and a mighty long time. And they don't know. They're saying, Lord, how long?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you that I can feel.
Yes,
yes.
I may not be able to see it.
Uh-huh.
But in my heart, I do believe it.
Uh-huh.
That Jesus, he knows all my struggles.
Yes.
And soon he's coming to see about me.
See about me.
I can feel it. Deep down, way down in my soul, ever since I let God take control.
Yes, yes,
yes.
I don't worry, for I know it's on its way.
Yes.
On the way.
My blessing.
My blessing.
Bless.
It's on its way.
Yes.
Yes.
If you just hold firm to that anchor and make sure that your rope is strong. My blessing.
Yes.
It's on the way. Are you anchored in Jesus? Are you anchored in Jesus? No matter what the world brings your way, make sure that you stand firm and your anchor holds.
Yes.
And grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus.
Yes.
He's the one.
Mm-hmm. Only one.
The only one.
Yes, yes.
Be very sure.
Very sure.
That your anchor holds and grips.